Jean Salater for WHDD Robin Hood Radio here at beautiful Lime Rock Park on Thursday evening with none other than Mr. Skip Barber. Hello, Skip. How are you today?
Hi there.
Talk to us a little bit about the history of this cool parade you got going on.
I think it's the seventh year. We're going to have 100 cars in the parade. It's a mix of race cars and street cars, sports cars from the 50s and 60s. We're doing it this year as a benefit for the Corner Pantry.
Wonderful.
We hope to raise $2,500. And the sun has come out, thank goodness.
And this is, so I see the cars pulling in and they're registering and that's where the money is coming from? That's they're paying to be in this parade and part of the weekend.
Yes, it's always been free, but we're charging them $25 each and giving all that to the pantry.
And they get to cruise through towns and wave to all of us and have a great time.
And hopefully get waved back at.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I think it's a big hit. This is my first year riding in a car, but I've been a spectator for the past 6 years. It's a total hoot.
Cool. I think it's neat. It's neat.
People line the streets. They make a little picnic out of it. It's a lot of fun. And what else do you have going on here at the track this weekend?
Oh, my goodness. Well, this is our historic weekend. We have practice and qualifying tomorrow, Friday. These are old race cars, beautiful cars. Saturday we have races. Sunday we have a huge Concours and car show, if the weather's nice. And Monday we have more racing.
Excellent. Jean Salater here reporting for WHDD Robin Hood Radio. We are at Lime Rock Racetrack for Historic Festival Weekend, and I am here with John Singer, who has two of the bigger, more beautiful cameras that this photographer has ever seen, and we're hanging out with Club Sport Racing, which has four beautiful Porsches in front of me. Talk to us about what it is in the life of a photographer that draws you to cars like these.
I've been doing it for 50 years. I grew up with Phil. We went to grade school together.
Oh, neat.
And every summer we take off and go around the country just taking pictures of cars.
How cool. And then a business was born out of that?
Yeah, he had a business, was born out of it. I moved upstate New York for 20 years to work and came back to Florida and we just hooked up again.
Wonderful. So these cars travel in these massive trailers all over the country?
Yeah. West Coast, East Coast, Canada, Sebring, Texas, all the racetracks. There's a company called Historic Sports Car Racing that has events all over, all year round.
And they have you all year round too? Can that be?
If they want. No, I just go with Phil.
How many races have you photographed this year?
It's only the second one this year. The second one they've been to. Usually we do, you know, maybe 10, 11 a year.
All right. So from a technical standpoint, these are digital cameras. Yeah. They're loaded up with SD cards. How many gigabytes are you shooting during an average race?
For the weekend, I'll probably shoot 1,000, 1,200 pictures.
Nice. And then how long does your processing take? Because I know I'm in my studio for days thereafter.
Takes forever.
It does, but it's a labor of love, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah. And what's nice, you know, it's not like film where you get it back and throw it away. You can just hit a button and it's gone.
Right. Absolutely. There's no, it's very ecologically friendly as well if you're into that kind of a thing. What kind of cameras do you have here? A Nikon, I see?
Nikons.
You're both Nikons?
Yeah.
And how fast are your motors? You've got motors attached to both of them.
They're 9-10 frames per second.
That's incredible. And talk to us a little bit about the lenses, how they're huge, people. They're about 12, 15 inches, one of them, with the baffle and all that.
Yeah,
they weigh a ton, probably.
That's a 70 to 200 lens. This is an 18 to 400.
So the motor is operating that lens as well as all of the electronics inside the camera.
It's operating the focus.
Awesome.
You know, to extend it, you just have to, when you turn it. That's the only manual part of it, and hitting the shutter button.
And boom, you've got 10 pictures of what you were just looking at, just like that. I am here with
Phil Bagley.
Phil Bagley, who's with Club Sport Racing. We are at Lime Rock Park for the Vintage Historic Race Car Tour, coming to you in Salisbury, Lakeville, Falls Village Lookout. Phil, what do you have here for us today?
We brought a number of historic 911s with us. We have a 72 car, we have a 1969 car, we have a 67 car, and we have a 68 car. All basically Porsche 911s.
Folks, I got to tell you, this is a very beautiful display of automobiles right here. Are they in mint condition? Is this considered mint? Because they're shining. They're beautiful.
They're in as mint condition, I think, as they can be and still raced. These cars are not closet queens. They're reliving their earlier life as race cars.
Wow.
Most all of them we've nut and bolt restored. And then they're sold off to new owners who I tell people they don't know which end of a screwdriver to hold, but they can sign a check.
Very good.
And that's the most important thing. And they normally never leave. They stay in our shop and our facility in North Palm Beach, Florida, and the customers fly in, race, and fly back home. And we do everything. It's a miniature country club, if you will.
On wheels.
Exactly.
On lots and lots of wheels.
Exactly.
So these four cars that you have here are going to be on the track hot this weekend competing?
Absolutely.
Wow.
Absolutely.
And will they be racing against each other as well? Are they in the same class?
Three of the cars will be in one class, and then one car which has a larger motor, larger wheels and tires. There's obviously more to it than that, but that's the easy way to say it. It's a more powerful faster car, and it'll be in a different class. But the three cars that are in front of us, the orange 77, the white 21, and the red 96, all of those cars are considered 2-liter cars, and they're in one class, 2-liter being the engine displacement size.
Wow, I'm getting an education here as well. Well, I'm going to be rooting for the number 77 because orange is my favorite color.
Orange is the new black, isn't that what they say?
That's what somebody
says.
There
you go.
Well, thank you for your time. Gene Salater for WHDD Robin Hood Radio with Easy Dave, Easy Listening Dave, NASCAR Dave, and my new friends Bruce and Doug, who I know nothing about. I'm just being thrown to the wolves here by NASCAR Dave. Thank you very much.
There's not much to know.
We're here at the Falls Village Inn, and we're taking part in viewership of the historic festival and the parade coming through town any minute now. So who wants to be the spokesperson for the family? Because I've got a set of brothers here.
We're equal.
Equal. All right, dive in and tell me something about the family and what got you interested in this event.
We're from Iowa.
That's thrilling.
He lives in Connecticut.
That's even better.
I live in Iowa and Colorado.
All right, and you're here visiting, and...
Well, we do this every year. It's tradition.
On Labor Day weekend, on this festival?
For Lime Rock.
Excellent. Now, do y'all own cars? Are you racers?
We aren't racers, but we always wanted to be. We always dreamed of it, but we had normal lives. We had careers and, you know, children and stuff.
I'm beginning to surmise that this car thing is a little bit expensive.
It can be, but you know what? That's not part of it. That's not part of the deal.
That's never kept any of the racers. You have to ask how much?
Yes, never kept any of the racers back. Those guys, you know, they had a little extra something that we did not have, which is just the will to go actually do it. You know, and just deal with the consequences,
right.
You know, back home or on the, you know, I mean.
Right. Yeah, that's a different breed right there.
I think it's about pain threshold. It takes a higher pain threshold.
Right, when you're seeing something that you
make the sacrifices on
love
all,
just yeah. unravel.
And we love all things mechanical anyhow.
Uh-huh.
And we grew up with automobiles and we're still into automobiles. I've got an old MG. He rebuilt an XK120.
What is an XK120?
Oh, a Jaguar.
A Jaguar. I'm learning so much today. That's what I love about this gig. You meet people and you learn stuff.
And it's a love affair that's never left us. I'm old and he's older. And the cars
that we all loved 60 years ago.
Right. That's who's here today.
Are still being raced this weekend.
So. That's great. So you're going to be spectating. You won't have a helmet on with the cool fire suit outfit.
We would wish to be able to do that, but...
So you're living vicariously this
weekend.
We will be prowling the pits.
Okay.
We will be talking to the owners. And we'll be doing everything but getting into the car.
And I'll tell you what, this is a great venue.
It really is.
It is.
It's very, everything is very approachable. Whether you know your stuff or not, you can get down in the paddock, it's called.
Yes, absolutely.
And you can talk to the drivers. And I'm told when they're all standing over the engine, looking at the engine, you can walk right up there and say,
absolutely.
Yep, you're going to need a 3/4. And they will all assume that you know what you're talking
absolutely.
About. And then you don't say another thing.
Or you can just go, hmm, uh-huh, yep, and they'll think you're really
right.
smart.
Yep, just, you know, look at
Which
it
is
with
a bonus.
Because I'm not.
Nobody's accused of that ever.
Well, thank you both for visiting our beautiful neck of the woods, and I hope you enjoy your weekend. And,
thank you.
Let's get out there to the beautiful parade.
Absolutely.
All right,
guys. It was nice meeting you.
Thank you. You too. Impromptu interview of the two tallest people here at the Falls Village Historic Car Festival finale, Falls Village, Connecticut. Your names?
This is Kelly Crine, and I am Mark Alexander, and together we are the Mortal Beasts and Deities, which actually is from here. This is my hometown.
It's so, Falls Village. I went Cornwall.
That's not Cornwall.
It's
no,
not.
Cornwall is a bit south of here. Also
Mortal
nice
Beasts
town.
And Deities.
Correct.
And when I say you are the tallest people here, you are on stilts and I'm on the porch and we're still not seeing eye to eye.
It's
true.
It's fun being tall. It's dangerous though. That sign is way too low. They should really jack that sign up.
Yeah, for days like today. You could hurt yourself on that.
Not likely. Would have happened by now.
So you guys are street stilt walkers, you're, you know,
yes.
pleasing the crowd.
Stilt dancers,
dressed,
actually.
Dancers.
Because walking is kind of boring.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. And you move along at a brisk pace. You haven't stopped moving, actually.
No.
It's
well,
a good idea if you want to stay up.
These are pig stilts. They don't have toes on them. So all of you people, probably all of you people listening, have toes, so you can stand still. But we cannot.
Ah, because you're just on over.
Since we got to move.
Yes, I see that.
We tend to
Your
dance
finale
anyway.
Is a square, straight
yes,
down.
Yes, sir. That's right.
Very
but,
cool.
But we don't talk about that. It's okay.
And just to give people a visual, you two are decked in beautiful, dramatic black and white fashion. Are you emulating a character here?
Well, our main purpose was to wave all the cars in with checkered flags, and we're just doing it with a little finesse.
Excellent.
Yes. Every
Excellent.
Time we come here, we have so much fun. And I like to change up the costumes each time because that's fun too.
Very cool.
At the moment, we're black and white with, I don't know, I guess a flapper look. But, you know, reality leaves a lot to the imagination. So you can just imagine what that might look like.
Okay. And we do this every year, every Thursday before Labor Day. This event kicks off the big Lime Rock Park Vintage Weekend. So it started out real small, and look how big it's grown.
Wow, so this is the 7th year, and I talked to Skip earlier, and he said over 100 cars.
Yes, over 100 cars, and they come from all over the country, and all over the world, really, to come to Lime Rock, and they end up in Falls Village, so that's pretty cool.
It is cool. Funny anecdote here. I was waiting on the line for the ladies' room because there is one, as there is everywhere at an event like this, of this size. And I met a woman from Ontario, Canada.
There you go. Australia, all over the world. I mean, the list of drivers is quite extensive. And this is one of the premier vintage racing events in America. And it happens right in our backyard. It's something that we should all be very, very proud of. And again, people come from all over to visit this great area, and they fall in love with it. I mean, who couldn't?
And judging from the crowd, we are all appreciating it. You can hear the cars revving up in the background here.
Yeah.
So these cars that we witnessed today in the parade, they are going to be on the track racing this weekend?
That's correct. These are race cars. They're unmuffled, as you can hear, and they don't have license plates, they don't have turn signals. These are real race cars, and again, this is one of the few places that we can do this. I mean, thanks to Skip Barber and all our local officials for helping us put this on. But these cars are race ready, and they get to drive on the street, so it's pretty cool.
That is very cool, because that would be a totally different license. You're not really allowed to take these on the street, right?
Exactly, and that's why the drivers love it so much. I mean, when do they ever get a chance to do this? And I've heard so many drivers today, so complimentary, of the fans that have been out on the road, waving to them and supporting them and cheering them on. It's really, really made my day, and it's just so great to hear the support that the community has given this event.
All right, so in the background we have some engines revving up, and we being you in Lime Rock Park and the Vintage Festival raised a couple of bucks today. Let's talk about that.
Yeah, each driver donated $25 to participate in this event. So there was over 100 cars, so $2,500 plus was raised and is going to be donated to the local food bank. In Salisbury. I thought it was Al's Kitchen, but it used to be Al's Kitchen. Right. So we're going to feed some local folks here that need some help, and it's a great event to do that. And we're going to continue that tradition, for years to come, and we want to grow that aspect of it. We want to make this a bigger fundraiser next year.
Excellent. Well, we wish you the best of luck with all of that, Colin. Thank you for putting all of this together. And any parting shots for our WHDD audience?
Yeah, well, we have Wanda Houston here playing live. We've got all great food, ice cream, donuts. Irving Farms coffee is here. It's a great event. You should come down to Falls Village and have some fun.
All right. Thanks for your time, Colin. For WHDD, Robin Hood Radio, Gene is over and out.